shout on by myself. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down for a second. I want to show you something. I want to show you something. Oh. I'm going to help you right now. I didn't say. And the Lord prophesied to me in 1999. And he had said, I didn't say, Lord Jesus, I didn't say. And 2 weeks ago when I came to church, it was just so powerful. And I've been listening to the tape. I didn't say that. There are new victories every morning. I said, in order for you to walk in the realm of power, you got to come into what he's saying right now. Oh, y'all, no. Not yesterday. What is he saying right now? I want you to take your situation and slam it in the face of what God is saying right now. And what he is saying is that my spirit today possesses the power to prevail against the forces that are coming against your destiny. Sit down, let me do this demonstration, and I'm done. Because some of y'all saying, Dr. Bynum, you don't know what I done been through, and you don't know what how hard it is. And the devil. He done destroyed everything I tried to work for. And some days I don't even feel God. Some days I don't even know if God is with me. Oh, my God, I wish I had a voice today. Some days I feel like I'm left all alone. Some days I don't even know where I am. And God is saying, fear not, because I said I am the resurrection. And all I'm doing for you today, if that's what you feel, I'm getting ready to do this for you. Stop prosper, because God got the power. Sit down for a second. Let me just read this right quick. Let me read this right quick. Wait. He said, can y'all just pull your neighbor down for a second? Because y'all taking me too fast. Can you pull the neighbor down for a second? Lord Jesus. Can you just pull your neighbor down for a second? He said, a specified emotion or mood. One prevailing at a particular time. Then it says the quality of courage, energy, and determination or assertiveness. Wait a minute. It is the attitude or the intentions with which someone undertakes or regards something. The real meaning of the intention behind something as opposed to its strict verbal interpretation. In other words, he's saying that this won't be the hour or the season where you say it. This got to be the hour and the season where you do it. Oh. I'm not hearing nobody talk back. This ain't the hour and the season where you wait till you feel better. I'm not hearing y'all. This is the hour and the season that you know the secret. And the secret is the day that I feel my worst. Eyes haven't seen. Let me finish this right quick. I got 4 minutes. Let me say this right quick. The reason why he is doing it in the spirit. Let me bring this to a real point of information. The reason why, Miss Ida, he is doing it in the spirit, because that's the only part of you he can relate to. That is the only part of you, Tammy, that he can take at an instant to a place where he is. Because if I try to do it in your flesh, because you locked in time, it'll take you too long. Y'all ain't saying that. If I try to do it in your intellect, you're going to have to try to go somewhere and study before you believe it. He said, so the quickest place that is accessible to me, that when I grab that place, I got your whole man. Because eventually your mind, your body, everything is going to become subject to your spirit. He said, that's why I'm dealing with your spirit. So when you feel my presence, when you feel me in the atmosphere, the reason why you should praise God when ain't nobody else praising God is because there is something that God is doing that you can really see a manifestation in your mind, in your body, in your intellect, in your conversation, in the way you walk. Who am I talking to? You better shout right now, because he is doing it in the spirit.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT.
No need to worry.
The about the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Refuse to give up twilight. The moon.
blind to see.
Yes, I do.
I died on Calvary so that you may be free. Blind to see. I died on Calvary so that you may be free.
Coming back for those that have laid themselves in the ditch, took up the cross, and decided to follow Jesus every day. Coming back. Hopefully for you and me. The Lord gets tired just like we do, going through all kinds of tragedies. Every time he frees his people and he sees us and we fall back in the same boat, it brings them to open shame. He died to make us free. He died to bring us together in peace and harmony and love and understanding. He gave us patience, and he justified us through his blood. We stand today before you and before God, giving all thanks and praise to him, to Jesus Christ, our Savior, that laid his life down, that we may have life, unto the spirit of righteousness and of truth, that guides, instructs, and brings all things to our remembrance according to what the book says. And he allows us to walk in the light as he, Jesus Christ, is also in the light. And he wants us to know, and we thank God for all these ministers that God has put here to help us in this missionary journey and to give light to those that walk in dark places. And to lift his name up before mankind. See, this is the problem here. Now, I want y'all, I'm going to be patient. The problem here in this life, on this earth, sometimes church folks deny the truth. People in the church deny the very truth that God put here with us. How do they deny the truth? They won't speak the truth because somebody going to say they was out of line or they shouldn't have said that. But if the Lord give it to you, say it. And he's not going to give you nothing. You ought to say nothing if it's not in the book. See, that's where you get your comfort zone at, in the book. Stay in the book. Stop listening to all this chin music you hear going around here. This and can't do that, and that and can't do that. He shouldn't have said that. That ain't got nothing to do with you. You work for the Lord. You work with Christ. We need to understand that. God put so many of us in place these days. We want to get out of place too much. He put us where we need to be, and we want to get in somebody else's lane. I wish y'all had the wisdom of God this morning. A lot of times he tells us to do one thing, we go do something else. That's why we don't never mature like we should mature, because we want to do what I think, what I feel, instead of doing what the Lord says. It's amazing to me. I got some shorts on and a basketball shirt. On a baseball field. No. Huh? That don't make no sense. I got to equip myself for my job. Equip myself for my job. Whatever my job is, I need to be equipped. I need to know my job so I can do it with comfort. Yeah. Not to be forced to do it. The Bible said don't rule by constraint. I believe God got more sense than I got. So, church folks want to rule, want to show their authority and their power. I don't have that. I must not be a church man then. I just tell you what it is and go about my business. Whether you do it or not, it's on you. I done told you. This is what the word says. All over this nation today, deacon boards making rules and regulations telling the preacher what to do. That ain't scripture nowhere on this earth. I done looked and looked where the deacon told the pastor what to do. I ain't found it yet. God chooses from among people. I don't care how bad they are, how bad they was. He chose these people to come because these people are strong. And whatever they're doing, they're strong. He don't want no weakling. God don't believe in no weakling. All power that exists in heaven and earth is in his hand. And when he chooses you, he put the power in you. And we deny this little humble and weak servant. Now, God has put his power in you and you're humble and weak. That don't make good sense. All power that exists in heaven and earth, I'm just going by the book. See, you ain't going to get me out of this book. I can't handle you out of this book, but in this book, you can't mess with me either. So I'm going to stay on safe ground, not your ground. I ain't thinking about you. I'm thinking about going home one day with Jesus, and I'm going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of all the things done in this body whilst I'm yet here on this earth. And if I let you go like you want to go, he's going to say, not bishop, not reverend, none of that foolishness will ever come up before God. He's going to say, servant, why you let this went by? Why you let that went by? You didn't even address it. Okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Sorry ain't going to help me then. Ain't going to do nothing for me then. The time I need to get sorry is right now. I need to humbly submit myself right now to the word of God. That we'll be able to please him, the only true God. Now I guess I'm fussed enough. From the book of 1 Kings, I'm tied up in king. I want to be a king. Huh? From 1 Kings, the 14th chapter, maybe verse 21 through 31. We're going to read it very briefly. And I realize today communion, we're going to run it best we can. Best we can, we're going to run. But I got to have you to know the truth this morning. I got to show you some things that you see, but you don't want to acknowledge. Because it hurt a little bit. Because you ain't left self alone yet. From 1 Kings 14, verse 21 through 31, I'm going to read it. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king. He reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. But to put his name there, his mother's name was Naamah, an Amoritess, Ammonites. Now Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sin, which they committed more than all the fathers which were before them had done. For they also built for themselves high places, sacred pillars, wooden images on every high hill and under every green tree. And there was also perverted persons in the land. They did according to all the abomination of the nations which the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. Now it happened in the fifth year of Rehoboam that King Shishak, king of Egypt, came against Jerusalem. And he took away all the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took away everything. He also took away all the gold shields which Solomon had made. Then King Rehoboam made bronze shields in their places and committed them in the hands of the captain and the guard of the guard who guarded the doorway of the king's house. And so it was, when the king went into the house of the Lord, that the guard carried them, then brought them back into the guard chamber. Now the rest of the Rehoboam and all he did, and they are not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah. And there are war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. Rehoboam rested with the fathers, and it was buried with his father in the city of David. His mother's name was Naamah, and Naamaritis, Ammonites. Then Abijam, his son, reigned in his place. We thank God for you today. May you be seated. And I want to just make a statement here to justify myself in this word. God said, whom can I trust? This is the most powerful and sacred thing that the earth has ever known is the word of God. God has given us the word. We have contaminated God's word by our theology. We have contaminated God's word through what somebody else say instead of what God say. Years ago in the 70s, we used to sing a song about the Dixon Hummingbirds. He say, she say, they say, everybody
is lying. Because you won't tell it like he say tell it. Fear of God, not fear of man, is justified as earth. I'm getting up here preaching. I'm scared to say certain things because these preachers up there will ought to stay in the book. They the one going to be condemned. If they upset or abusive to me, they the one going to be upset, not me. I'm going to be firm, me. I'm going to stand on a rock. Then he tell Peter, say, on this rock, I'll build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against which men can't take over. Can't nobody overcome me because I'm on the rock. I'm in the rock, and I'm using the rock. So I'm rocked all up. So I ask the question again. Who can God trust? It's a lot of stuff. There are people that every Sunday, if they go to the bank and put the money in the bank for what we took up on Sunday. The bank got smart. They give you a sack now.
That's right.
You got a lock and a key on it. And they don't want the same person with the lock and the key all at the same time. One hold a lock, huh? One hold a bag, one hold a key. So if anything come up, they're going to take both of y'all to jail, huh? Who can God trust? We bicker. We fight among ourselves. I'm a greater preacher than you. You're a greater preacher than me. I got more sense than you. I'm stupid, but you got all the sense. All that's in the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can sing better than you. Just sing. Don't worry about the better. Just sing. Just sing. And if you mean it in your heart, and God will let you keep on singing until you get melody, sweet melody of harmony in your heart, according to the word. And when it get in your heart, can't nobody do nothing with you. God got you. He'll trust you when you get where he needs you to be. When you obey him in all things, he'll direct your path. But some way, somehow, he's still asking that question. Who can I trust? Who can I trust? Now, Jeroboam here in our story, a man God showed something to. He got out of his place. God withered his arm up. He had to run to the man of God and tell God to release, please restore it back. God restored it back. Then he still did evil. He still did evil. Nothing can stop him. They talked to him and everything. He still did his evil. Why did Jeroboam do it? And God chose him for to be king of Israel. I ain't talking about some crazy king, king of Israel. He still messed up. God showed him how tight they was. He still messed up. God gave him everything he wanted and needed. He still messed up. He just wore, he lied. He did people silly things. He wouldn't stand up for the word of God. He sided with other kings and other nations. Is that in this world today? I don't mean no harm, y'all. Is that in this world today? Do we side with people? I'm going to tell y'all something. You get mad as you want with me. I hadn't seen a human yet I'm going to side with. I don't think that much of them. I'm telling you straight forward. I'm going to side with God. And if God really truly in my heart, I can walk with anybody. But if he ain't in my heart, we're going to have a confrontation. The book say, how can two walk together unless they what? Unless they agree. I can walk with anybody. Because if you know everything, I can shut my mouth up and still walk. There ain't no problem with me. I ain't got to say nothing. My opportunity to say something is right now when I get in this podium, behind this podium. I can say what the word say. But when I get out of line, what the word say, the deacons can call a meeting and say, Pastor, say, you ain't the word no more. You start doing some more stuff. Say, they can reprimand me or get me back in order. But they can't boss me. They can get me back in order with the scripture. That's the way we clear people. We thought when we get in church just because somebody slip or fall on their knee one time, we can go jump on them and tear them apart. No, that's showing me you ignorant. That's showing me you ignorant for jumping on somebody and you was full of sin one time yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
You was full of them.
Yeah.
You made a lot of mistakes. This person made one mistake. Now you want to gut them. It bothers me. It does. When I see church folks getting in mess. Getting in mess. When I see church folks can't live together, can't sing together, preachers can't preach together, huh? It bothers me. Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit all in one. That's according to the book. According to the book, they was all in one. They all thought the same way. In today's time, we say, well, that's the way the Lord used me. You was telling a lie. He used all the same way. All the same way. He don't change for nobody. Why would God ain't changing all these years in the day he gonna get up and change? He say he changed not. But we gonna say he changed. Who are you to holler about God change? It's pitiful. Well, Jeroboam got out of line. God went on putting him to sleep and whatever. And that's what he'll do to us too. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. We don't like to hear that kind of stuff, do we? If you lie on me, somebody gonna lie on you. You try to hurt me, somebody gonna try to hurt you. It's so simple, y'all. We make everything look so complex, so hard, so difficult, and it's easy. All you can do is just walk in the light as he's in the light, and you won't, all these things won't come to you. But when you don't do it, it's gonna be tough all the time. Rehoboam, this was Solomon's son, y'all. Now, Israel was 12 tribes. That's what it first means. That's the 12 tribes. Israel means 12 tribes, 12 sons. Okay, now watch this. That's who God chose, the 12 sons, to be the leader of the whole world. Now, you educated people, y'all look in all the books you want them. God chose 12 men to rule the whole world. His choice, not the sexual society choice. His choice, 12 men to rule the whole earth. We didn't like that because it would make us live too straight. For we did, we got congressmen and senators, they rule the world now. And we'll jump what a senator say in 30 seconds. But the man preaching his heart out every Sunday, we ignore him. Reb ain't got good sense. He coming with all that mess there. The law say, they ain't going to go on to the law. Jesus fulfilled the law. And they ain't got the ability to know to stay away from the law and stay with the fulfillment. We preachers don't even know that. How to stay in the fulfillment and leave the law alone. But we're buckets what somebody else wrote in a book. And Jesus from day one has not changed, not a word. Not one jot or one tittle of this word yet. And every year we're making rules on a certain administration and we go keep all of them.
Go to prison.
Paul told his son in the gospel, he said, look, you are running around here trying to keep all these laws. See, if you break one of them, you get to break them all. So Jesus brought something better for us. Jesus said, this is what you take. Love God and love your brethren. Fulfill all the law of this society. Loving one another and loving God, you can't miss it. Because if I love you, I'm going to treat you right. If I love you, I'm going to do good to you. If I love you, I ain't going to talk about you. Huh? If I love you, I can work with you. Even though you don't think like me, I still can work with you. That's when love there. Many years in the pulpit, we had white gospel and black gospel. Many, many years. We've been teaching it all our life. But it ain't but one gospel, and that's Jesus' gospel. Jesus' gospel. He the one gave the gospel. He the one told Peter on the truth. That truth that you just spoke, that's the way the church gonna be governed. Pharaoh and them, they try to insert their stuff in the church, it wouldn't work. And then when we take on, that's what the word say here, when we take on the ways of the world, we get just like the world. But if we stand together, brothers, and just stick with the book, they can't handle us. The world can't handle us. Jesus give us that promise. But it make us look bad, and it make me look bad on my job when I don't go along with the boss. I've always been a crazy person. I say, boss, you're almost right, but look what it say here. See right there, boss? You got to do that. See, boss, right here. See that? Read that, boss. When he read them, say, oh, but we ain't going to fool with that today. We'll get that later. I say, okay, I'm going to get it later too. Some of them sell out to the boss. If you do your work right according to the word of God, you ain't got to sell out. Just be straightforward. Now, I see what's in some of the hearts in here. How he talk all that trash. He ain't working. He retired. I work longer than most of y'all on the job. Everyday job. I went through all kind of hell on them job. But I kept my sanity and I kept talking to my daddy. My heavenly daddy. And I told him, Lord, keep me straight now because there's going to be some trouble out here. Keep me straight, please, Lord. He did. That's why I'm here today, to be able to tell you what I'm telling you. He kept me straight. He didn't let me do my feeling. I had some bad feelings through this life. But he told me, I don't need your feeling. I need you to accept my word. That's what got me here today. That's how I'm standing up here today. I accepted his word. And I didn't accept a little bit of his word. I accepted all of his word. See, y'all sometimes don't understand this. Jesus is not a piece of man. He's a whole man. If I just keep the feet of Jesus, I ain't done nothing yet. I got to keep all of it, his head too. Who is Jesus' head? The Father. And then Jesus. And I got to keep the feast. That's the Son. Huh? Come on now. Got to have them all. Now, the word right here. Good God, it's heavy, y'all. He started being a king in Solomon's place. Rehoboam, 41 years old. God chose him out of all the tribes, all 12 tribes chose him. And look, he got a slave woman for his wife. Ooh. Boy, you big shot, you, and you gonna marry a little slave? What's wrong with you? Mothers and fathers, you know how we are sometimes. Can I tell the truth? Whether you like it or not, I'm gonna tell you. There are times when we see our children with certain people, and they don't have that big time job, that big old job, with all them big benefits. Baby, I wouldn't fool with him if I was you. He ain't no good, or she ain't no good. But let me tell you, now watch this. Out of the heart flows the issue of life, huh? I don't know what's in your heart. You don't know what's in my heart. Whatever's in your heart is going to come out. You trying to tell her that she don't need him.
Yeah. What you got?
We had a perfect setup when we married, huh? Or we had to grow to it, huh? Come on now. And no wife and husband in this church today, y'all hear me, oh God. I'm looking at Sister Smith now. She know I ain't going to lie. We fussed a little yesterday. So, but y'all seem like y'all, all y'all do, y'all don't never fuss. Everything, yeah, babe. Yes, yeah, sugar. Okay, honey. Okay, honey. That's all we do on. Nobody ever have a cross word, right? We agree with everything the other one say, right? They say, get up early in the morning, go fix my breakfast, woman. What you laying here for? Okay, honey. You know we get there, don't that's the way it go? God help us. I'm trying to show you something now.
Tell the truth,
We got to learn through experience, through works, how to perfect our life, that we can please God and not please yourself. Bake it up and cook breakfast. I don't feel like it right now. I'm the only one that ever happened to, right? Now, God picked, Jeroboam put him out of the way. Now he got one of his elect. Judah was the elect of God. This one he elect for bring Jesus here on this earth. Now, look, y'all please look in your Bibles. Look in your Bible. You can call me this evening and tell me I'm lying. If it ain't there. Listen to it good. Now, Judah did evil. What? Who can I trust? Huh? Who can I trust? Now Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to what? Jealousy. Just God of mine. Because of the sin they committed, more sin than the judges, the kings before them, they committed more sin than all of them. And it made God jealous. Nah. Help us, Lord. Made God jealous. Some of you guys, I ain't gonna talk about you women. Some of you guys, you got a call, huh? Babe, where you at? What call's that? Well, we guys, I say we, I ain't covering myself up. We done been so slick so many times, huh? Till when they leave, we think about what we used to do. Hallelujah. Huh? Who can he trust? If I can't trust the one that's been there whole life with me, who can I trust? He said it made God jealous. God, I say God, not you. Because you get jealous of anything. The wife put on a nice dress and get her hair fixed up and get her nails, then where you going? Huh? Come on now. Let's be real with the thing. But the book say, all that evil you done, you front, must have been fronting back there, because you did more than all the mother put together done. So he said, for they also built themselves, isle of gods, false god, wood gods. That's what the book say here. High places, sacred pillar, wooden images. On every high hill, on every green tree, they built some type of god there to worship away from the true and living God. Same thing that these nations was doing. Now, those that God has chosen and prepared and fixed, we doing it. What did he say? Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. You getting on your children for their silliness. Look back in the mirror and you'll see your silliness, huh? That you did before God fixed you. So what you got to do is abide in the word, let the word abide in you, and God will let you overcome. But if you don't do it and just try to find faults, you're going to find them. Because the Bible said wasn't none right, not even one. So he said here, there was also perverted person in the land, and there was also a perverted person in the church. And they did a call to all the abomination of all other people, all other church. This church did this, this church did that. Reverend so-and-so, he handled it like this. Reverend so-and-so, he handled it like this. Devil, take Reverend so-and-so. Do what Jesus said, and you're going to be a winner. Do it the way God say do it, and you're going to win. What Daddy used to do, Daddy wasn't God. Uncle so-and-so, and he did it this way. Uncle wasn't God either. Mother Teresa, you know she's something. This is the way she did it. She's just a servant just like you.
Amen.
And stop putting all that hope and trust in Sister Teresa.
That's right.
And Mr. Jodisa, huh? You don't need that. Trust God. Trust God. And we won't have to go through all this foolishness. Who can he trust? Who can God trust? God help us, Jesus. Help us. You see, these perverted person, you know, I was just trying to get that word, look it up, and I see it's people that, these perverted people, what the Bible is saying about them, that's them people that fake the truth and make it out a lie. Out of the truth. They make the Bible say what they want to say, not what God say. And that put the whole church in a ball because, you know, y'all forgive me, preachers. Can I get an amen? Amen for what? I don't need no amen. I need Jesus. Now, it's a time when we get amen in the praise service, in the worship service. We need amen then. Praise it and lift the name of Jesus. But when I'm with the word, I need your attention. I need your attention. I want you to hear what I said. I don't want you to misunderstand me either. I want you to hear what I say. And I want God to get all the glory.
Amen.
You can pat me on your back all you want. That ain't going to help none. You know where my help come? My help come from God. If every preacher in here and everybody in this church this day come against me, you ain't hurting me. You hurting yourself. Because God told me to love thy neighbor as thyself. Then he went a little further and said, love your enemy. And be good to him. When people talk about you, I want to ask this, and then we're going to run on. I'm going to ask this. When folks talk about you and want to do you wrong, y'all listen good so you don't make no mistake now, and want to do you wrong and slap you, all us, what we do, first thing we do, instead of talking back or looking back, we fall on our knees, right, and start praying, saying hallelujah, right? Your jaw swole, but you're saying hallelujah, right, huh? Come on, y'all. We Christians, right? Oh, it must be a double standard then, my preachers. Didn't even get amen. Hallelujah. What God wants you to be, just be good to all people. You don't have to go through this ditch. Get all muddy and wet up. Just be good people. If you can't get along with people, just go home and pray and don't go nowhere. Tell God, say, you can go now.
Your heart changed.
Yeah, your heart. Don't worry about his heart. Tell your heart changed. You know, I might could work with you, but I can't work with them. Well, you still need a change of heart. Because that ain't the way God said do it. He went on to say, and I'm going to show you something. A lot of time in church, boy, we do all the work in church. We be working in the church so faithful. We be doing all that good stuff in church. We got everything in check in church and the physical aspect sees them, talking about of church work. We be doing all of this in church. Now watch the scripture now. All this in church. We get all this beautification in church. We got everything modernistically fixed up for everybody so people can brag on us how great thou art. And the devil come in through another person. Let's see what the book says. And now it happened. In the fifth year of King Rehoboam, that Shishak, king of Egypt, came against Jerusalem, came against New Scotland Baptist Church, came against Pleasant Green Baptist Church, Second New Zion Baptist Church. Listen to what I'm saying now. Came against Jerusalem. Look at the scripture now. So you know I'm not taking it out of context. They came against them, and what did they do? They took everything out of the house of the Lord. They stripped the house of the Lord, took everything. All the golden shields that the guards used and had. Rehoboam had to get some bronze shields to be made in the replace of it. When we put our thing on all the tangibles of this life, Satan comes in and steal our joy. Yeah.
tear it up.
Come in and steal our joy. All that stuff we both had and we honored and worshiped so much.
Yeah. Come take it away.
He come take all of it. Yes. Then this is the way church folks act. Sure, all we paid for that. Call the police. You need to execute them, huh? No. Your priorities are wrong. They in the wrong place. You take my shoes. I don't like it, but I'm just say, well, can't beat me at my business. I'm going to buy me another pair. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to get me another pair. If I ain't got the money, see, people know me. See, I say, I need a pair of shoes bad. Can I come pay you after a while? If I'm trustworthy, they say, no, take them. Go ahead on. Whenever you get a chance, come back by and pay me. I have that type of spirit with people. Say, whenever you get ready, come on back and pay for it. Because what? I build a trust.
That's right.
I build up a trust. And this trust will get me a long ways when I ain't got a dime. I don't have now a spoon of food to eat. The trust that people have in us as Christians and believers in Christ will let us sit to a table in the presence of our enemy. Fill our stomach up. You know what I'm saying? And the enemy will be saying, now, how did he got that? He had no money. We was going to starve them to death, but look at him eating. And then he gonna say, and not all of that, but his cup runneth over. And then goodness and mercy just all over him. Huh? Who we gonna trust? Man, do all that for who we gonna trust, brother? God help us. We almost too, y'all. I understand that.